The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. And today I want to complete the little series that I've been sharing with you. We've talked about the Last Supper, we've talked about Gethsemane, we've talked about the cross, and now today we talk about the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. This is obviously vital because Jesus had suffered, he had died, and we were in his heart and mind. Our names were written, graven in his hands. You and I were on his mind. I know I can't explain that, but I don't need to. The Bible makes it clear that Christ died for me. But he rose from the dead. On the third day, the tomb was open because the stone had been rolled away. On that day that Jesus rose, his body was no longer in the tomb. He was alive and alive forevermore. And this is so central to our faith. You know, there are still today people, so-called Christians, who are talking about the resurrection in very limited terms. They talk about it in a sense that doesn't give full justice and understanding to the magnificence, to the glory that Jesus Christ was truly dead but rose from the dead, physically rose. Not just his spirit, but his body was restored to life. And we know the resurrection body of Jesus was a little different to the body that he had, which was nailed to the cross. But it was still recognizable. Now we know, because of grief and because God deliberately wanted them to have a little season of not fully understanding what was going on. But the time comes when people see. 500 brethren, we're told in the letter of Paul to the Corinthians, and continue to experience Jesus today. It is our testimony, it's my testimony, that I know he lives. He lives not because I've physically seen him, but I have heard his voice, and I do know that the one who died on the cross for me is now alive and alive forevermore. Notice that Jesus appears first to the women. Now, nothing should be exaggerated and overemphasized, but I think that it is significant that in our world over generations and cultures, women have often been neglected and not given a sense of being equal and special and precious. In worst cases, they're seen simply as objects to bear children. But no, Jesus honoured women, not in a physical way, but honoured them as genuine people that Christ had died for and who were precious to him. And the group of women who came, notice their courage to come, notice their conviction to come. They believed that because of the Passover, Jesus had not been prepared properly for burial. But they discover that the body is not there. And they will hear the voice of Jesus. They will meet Jesus. And we know that there were a couple of disciples walking along the road to Emmaus. And Jesus meets with them and reveals himself to them. when he breaks bread with them at the end of their journey. And we know that the disciples had several encounters where Jesus came and stood in the room where they were. What I want to emphasize is this: Jesus physically, bodily rose from the dead. That's important because it means that though our bodies will cease to function, they will die, we also will experience a resurrection of the body, even as Jesus' body was resurrected. You will be given a new body. That's what we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, a new body that we will live for eternity in that new body, a body that will not ever see suffering, pain, disease, sickness, or death. We will live with Jesus. And when our time comes to die, to leave this life, Jesus is there to take us safely to the other side. The risen Jesus, he will guide you and take you into your eternal home. Praise the Lord. Jesus is risen, death is defeated. Jesus is risen, he is irrefutably the only way, truth, and life. Salvation is just not possible through anyone other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone can forgive our sin. He alone can give us victory over death. He is the only true Saviour. Well, praise the Lord. My object, vision, purpose in sharing these talks is not to tell you something you didn't know, but more to encourage you. Let us be full of conviction, full of excitement. Our Jesus suffered for us, died in our place, rose from the dead, and the same power that raised him from the dead is at work in you and me. Let's witness to his great victory over death, and may the world see Jesus more than anyone else. God bless you.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.uk. Join us again next time for the Living Hope Pastors Podcast.